It is 108 at WILK. The hearing for the fired Michigan football coach is being aired live, and the prosecution or the prosecutor in this case has just spoken about possible bail conditions for the coach. And it's interesting because she did talk about his behavior, allegedly, toward the young woman who appears to be in the center of this issue. That it is Sharon Moore is the coach. You could see him on TV in a holding facility while lawyers argue about whether or not he should be given some kind of bail. The prosecution contending that he is, I think she said, a man of means, and asking that if any kind of bail be granted, that his passport be seized. And I think that she was inferring that the bail amount should be relatively substantial. And in her statements, now the his attorney is speaking in court, saying he has no criminal record. He doesn't consider him to be a flight risk whatsoever. But the prosecutor in this case did talk about this young woman. And the fact, the words that she used is she was terrorized by this individual. So I guess the judge will ultimately, and I would expect it to be pretty soon, make a determination about whether or not, number one, this person is a flight risk. Number two, whether or not his statements to the woman who seems to be at the center of this story, if there's any reason to believe that he might terrorize her any further. So, you know, the judge in this case has to make a decision that people might not like. But I think that it's the, you know, it's hopefully the right call here. The lawyer for ex-coach Moore says that he has no weapons and whatnot. So from that perspective, they're asking that I guess he be released. So we'll see. We should know during the course of the show, by the way, because these hearings don't take too long. But that is what? What do we call that? Brand new news on WILK. So we'll let you know. And I'm trying to do two things at once here, which is always fun. Okay. 570-883-0098. If you'd like to join us on WILK, love to have you on board to talk about things that you're interested in as well. You probably heard on ABC News, or maybe it was The Bloom. I'm not sure. They kind of blend together at a point here. But the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, intends to put a black box warning on COVID vaccines, according to sources. And what do you think about this? We kind of started out the show in that direction. I was not aware of what the FDA intended to do until I heard it on WILK. But from this story, which came out this morning that CNN wrote, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration intends to put a black box warning on COVID-19 vaccines, according to two people familiar with the agency's plans. The latest move by President Trump's health officials. This does immediately from CNN kind of veer into editorial. To undermine a vaccine that was a standout victory of his first term. The plan shocked outside experts who said there was no basis for the warning. All right. Let's not get too melodramatic here. a lot of things do come with the quote unquote black box warning. Okay. And people take them anyway. So do you think that this will undermine this program or not? I think it's an interesting question. Black box medications, in case you don't know, and some of you may not. So let's get to the educational part here. Are drugs with prominent warnings, known as boxed alerts, on their labels, mandated by the FDA for serious risks like severe injury or deaths. So when these drugs are prescribed, I would assume it's incumbent on physicians and their patients, okay, to take a look at the risk versus the reward. And I would hope before physicians do prescribe these things that they're upfront with people and they say, listen, this is what can happen to you. Opioids, abuse or death, NSAIDs, heart and GI issues, antipsychotics, elderly dementia, antidepressants, suicide risk in youth. So number one, from my perspective, this makes people aware of a risk. And by the way, the Michigan coach got bonded at $25,000, which is, I would say, very easy for him to meet. So I wouldn't expect him to be in jail much longer. And some people may say, well, this guy's like a multimillionaire. Why this? I don't know if that's traditionally what goes along with what he's facing. But it's kind of a low amount of money. But maybe it does meet whatever he is facing legally. And it's appropriate because the judge does it all the time out there. I'm not sure. So anyway, if something has a black box warning on it, I think it should be discussed with the patient, and then the patient will certainly be mindful of what they're in for. A boxed warning, which this is now back to the CNN story, which appears at the top of prescribing information for medicines, is the agency's most serious design to warn about risks such as a death or life-threatening or disabling reactions that should be weighed against the intervention's benefits. They can also be used when a risk might be lowered by using a medicine in a targeted way, such as only in certain groups. Boxed warnings, the story continues, on opioids, for example, warn about risks of abuse, addiction, overdose, death. Accutane for acne carried a warning about the risk of birth defects when used during pregnancy. ACAM2000, a smallpox and mpox vaccine, has a warning about complications like heart inflammation and encephalitis. The plan to install warnings for COVID-19 vaccines is being orchestrated by Dr. Vinay Prasad, the FDA's chief medical and scientific officer and director of the agency's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, according to one person who did not want to be named. The plan hasn't been finalized and still may change. So from your perspective, because I'm sure that doctors have had discussions with you about certain things that you've taken. And I would say that in some regards, people may decide, I don't want that. And then again, people may decide, I want that. And I think some of these warnings are, they're appropriate. Although some of you don't believe so. RFK Jr.'s Anti-Science Administration strikes again. This comes on the heels of a report that some of these vaccines can cause heart problems. So in terms of that, I think that's something that people should know. Somebody said it absolutely undermines the public's perception of a proven, highly effective safeguard against dying from COVID. This tinfoil hattery is at its most egregious. I disagree with that. I have seen people who have taken these black box drugs before. Sometimes their outcome is good. Sometimes their outcome is bad. And I've seen it happen both ways. But I would say in order to make people aware that there can be a consequence for getting this vaccination, it's almost like anything else. I mean, you see ads on television all the time for vaccinations, right? And they give you the litany of the side effects, which I also think is appropriate. Will this make people more thoughtful about getting these vaccines? Possibly, but I would say a lot of people, regardless of whether this has a black box warning, have already made up their minds. They either will or they won't. So I'm not sure how this will play into the equation. I don't know if people will say, I'm not doing it, because certainly there are other drugs on the market that people take that they know have this warning and they take them anyway. Conversely, there are some people who will not take them because they know that it has consequences. So is this extra step anti-science to you or not? When we are seeing scientists, not me, scientists who say, you know what, this might cause some heart issues, especially in men. 570-883-0098. It's 120. Here's your break. We'll be back. Donny Hathaway was a one of a kind. I don't know how else to describe him, but what a voice. And this song is one of my favorites this Christmas on WILK at 124 with Frank from Old Forge.
So, you know, the warning that will be on the COVID facts is mild, almost meaningless, because most of the times the box is gone when the doctor walks into the waiting room to give you the shot. So you'll probably never get to see it. So,
well, I mean, but in practical terms, I mean, when you have vaccines with your physician, do they usually talk to you about its risk?
Not really. Even on television, when it says if you take whatever, you could up to and including death. If you're in that mindset that you need whatever it is they're prescribing, as evidenced on TV, it could say up to death and you're going to take it. But we do, and that's part of the MAHA winning. This wouldn't happen if this certain president was not elected. So it's good. And look at the way Big Pharma would treat everyone and anyone. They would sell you anything regardless of the cost and risk. And we know that with the COVID vaccine, because now, 5 years later, right, we have a control group that are experiencing a 23% rate of myocarditis, and that is pilots. The pilots all had to be vaccinated for the airlines, and now it is a proven fact that up to 23% of them are now afflicted with this corollary problem, which is myocarditis. So there's a direct fallout from this, and you know, that's part of what's going on. Big Pharma, big industry, they need money, and they don't care what they sell. You're gonna buy it, be forced to use it in that case, and so be it.
Go ahead, finish your thought, and then maybe we'll get back to it.
I wanted to switch to what I did yesterday, but regarding the vax and everything else, all the warnings and on cigarettes and, you know, who knows, free will, do what you want. You want to take the vax, you want to boost up, go ahead. If you don't die immediately, that doesn't mean you're not going to be affected by it, but, you know, it's our free will.
Well, I like that we have free will.
You know, we have to fight for that free will, even though it was bestowed by the Creator and guaranteed by the Constitution. Doesn't mean you don't have to fight for it.
Well, and I think that it does kind of go to one's autonomy, right? And if mm-hmm. and autonomy went out the window at some points during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I thought that was a shame.
Those are illegal bad commands that were given to the United States military. You got to get vaxxed. It's mandatory. Or quit. And when you disobey that order, right? You were flung out, or you had to quit. So, yeah, chickens don't come home to roost, as Jeremiah Wright would say. America's chickens.
And do you have another topic? Is that true?
Yeah, listen, yesterday was the first time I returned to Washington, D.C. since January 6th. I was the guest at the Gold Institute's symposium on Sino-Pacific relations. I was there with General Mike Flynn, Laura Logan, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms right here in Greeley. What an uplifting day, Sue. But here's the issue for America. Number one, we learned that we have basically no defense against Russia's newly minted supersonic missiles that come in that we cannot. They call it trajectory targeting or something. You can't shoot these missiles down. They're just going too fast. And the fact that they now have 10 to 15 warheads inside them is even a bigger problem. So we need particle beams that the Israelis are now making to save and hold America, safe. And what a great day it was for somebody to talk about this. And it really wasn't about Trump or anything. It's like, look, this is the safety of the United States of America, rogue regimes, nuclear. I mean, it was just great. So just a great day. And I'm going to top that off tonight by going on a road trip with my lovely wife. So we're going to see Bella Fleck and
nice.
And the Flecktones. He is with the Flecktones for this tour. So this is definitely a bucket list. And
absolutely.
B, you know,
absolutely.
Reliving history.
Is that a Christmas show, or is that all kinds of music?
You know, it's in Philly at the Miller Theater, which I've never been to.
Cool.
But it is, I believe it's part of a Christmas rendition. It's going to have a lot of his old stuff, but it's also going to have some Christmas tunes in there. So it should just be a
I'm glad for you, because he's super awesome and amazingly talented.
Also.
Absolutely. And I say that the experiences that we have, and you went yesterday, you're going today. Experiences are better than material objects.
It's been a great week to be an American, absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Here comes our break, our weather, and then our callers in that order, so stay tuned. It's our Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker, partly sunny for the rest of our day today. Then tonight, increasing clouds with a 20. Cloudy on Saturday, a chance of a late day snow showers, 32. Cloudy on Sunday with morning flurries and a 23. We have 30 at WILK, and we have Rich from Laughlin. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Sue. Thank you for taking
the
call.
Sure, absolutely.
Just wanted to say, if we go back to the COVID shots, I often wondered, with 2,300 doctors, and they won't discuss it, obviously, and I don't know why, because they can't be sued or anything. Why, I saw no objections from any of the local doctors. On the national scene, there were some saying, you should wait, we have to test more, we have to do this. But what does it say when you have 2,300 doctors, whatever the roster is, I may be off a little, and everything's a go, and it was done en masse up at the building here, not too far from where you're at, given the shots as fast as you could walk into the room, and then find out there's tons of problems with that shot. Maybe some people don't have any reaction to it, but a lot of people did. I did. My blood pressure varies. My son, he's accused of sleep apnea, everything. He takes the test. Oh, you don't have it. You're right. You don't have it, the doctor says. You know, a young doctor. And yeah, I told you I don't have it. This is in regard to COVID. And the doctor just shakes his head. And on and on. And really, I didn't want to take the shot, but there was verbal pressure everywhere. And I have Addison's disease, so I'm compromised. I had to take the shot from the doctors I had, but it's what a lesson it is. And you know, there's more time in development when they're making a new acne pill or acne treatment than what we were subject to. And I'm just very sad to see on a local level with the 2,500, 2,300 doctors that were there, not one objected. And they should have, because of the amount of development time there was on the shots that we took for the COVID virus, you know?
Well, certainly we were in the throes of a pandemic, and we did have Operation Warp Speed, which was meant to bring something to the forefront as quickly as possible. So I think we have to kind of put things in context when we talk about it. Certainly that's what we were facing. But Rich, are you regretful that you did it?
Oh yes, I wouldn't have taken it. You know, the heavy deaths were in New York City and in the heavier areas, especially with people that were elderly and couldn't fight it off. I waited. I was one of the longest to wait, and I just wonder if I didn't go, what would happen? Oh, and they have that other, those pills you could take now that Trump was pushing. I don't have it in front of me. And
is it Paxlovid?
Yes, I did get it last year, and I took that, and I was feeling really bad and not really good. The first hour after I took that pill, I actually noticed I was already walking. I was feeling better. Now you're taking about 36 pills altogether, six a day, I think. But I had no other problems with them. That's a well-tested drug. Obviously, anybody, any time could have a reaction. Okay, let's make that clear. But that Paxlovid, I wish it was brought out more at the time. I would have never taken the injection. It worked really well. I couldn't believe it. Even my wife remarked, you seem so much better within an hour, you know?
Well, that also does come, Rich, with some side effects and some risk, because they advertise it perpetually on television. Like, I'm talking every 10 minutes. There's a commercial for it. And I was kind of astonished. But they do mention that too can have some effects on you as well. I think as long as you know the risk and you know the reward, I think you should make the determination based on those factors.
Yeah. Sue, always a pleasure. You have a good weekend,
too.
Okay?
Good to talk to you. 570-883-0098. Here comes Mike from Bloomsburg.
Hi, Sue. Interesting show today. I heard you mention the term alternate facts.
Yes, okay. I did, and because it's a head-scratcher.
Well, you know, think about how many times our government has put out the official statement, and later it comes out not to be exactly the way they said it was. So to me, they're guilty of alternate facts a lot. And the one that comes to mind to me the most would be the COVID or origin of COVID. You know, right away we were told it came from a wet market where somebody was carrying a possum or something, and it spread from there. But in reality, I think it's a given that we now know that it came from the alternate fact, the lab, okay? And so that's a big thing. And then ivermectin, you remember when ivermectin was the big thing that mm-hmm. people were talking about? And they were saying it's a big pill that they stick up a horse's butt, you know, the guy has to stick his hand all the way down to his elbow or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's horse medicine.
Right, right. But ivermectin is also a medicine that people use, okay? But that was never mentioned. So there were alternate facts there.
Well, now, okay, so maybe I had that mixed up with Paxlovid.
Paxlovid.
Yeah, that's the one that I see on TV all the time now.
Yeah, I don't watch the commercials, so I don't really know
so
about that.
So it was ivermectin that was horse pills.
Okay. Can I weigh in on the hearing that you had mentioned earlier about the coach from Michigan?
Sure.
Okay. So after the hearing was over, I was watching on Fox. The audio was pretty bad on no matter what channel I was watching, but the one guy came out with more information that wasn't presented in the hearing, that evidently the coach had many women that he was, young women that he was calling and contacting and things like that. That's what they're saying, okay? But the thing that disturbed me the most was that they said that he either had an OnlyFans account or he had interaction with other OnlyFans participant. Are you familiar with OnlyFans?
To hear about it, but not to use it.
No, not to use it. Yeah. To me, I never heard about it until I was started listening to Charlie Kirk, and he had a survivor of OnlyFans on. And evidently, if I remember correctly, the woman was making, you know, millions or close to $1 million doing this OnlyFans thing. But the downside was she told the story of how hard it was for her to get out. And she was basically had to be rescued and deprogrammed. And so if I don't know if the guy
okay,
was.
Okay, and in what way was she rescued and deprogrammed?
Well, the way the story was, she wanted to quit, but the pressure on her, it was really intense to keep in it. And again, I have to go back and listen to I'll find it and listen to it again, but it almost sounded like she was such a producer because she would get 80% of the money that came in for her account and the business would get 20%. And evidently, a lot of people aren't making a lot of money, but there's a lot of people participating, and so there's a lot of revenue coming into the people that started this. So she was a very good producer, so there was a lot of pressure on her to stay there. And I don't know if she used the word blackmail again. I would have to go back and listen to it again. But she had a hard time getting deprogrammed, so to speak, because the money was so good. Like, she had an addiction to it, basically. And I'm assuming this fella in Michigan, he had some type of addiction or to this type of behavior himself. Otherwise, you know, they're saying that he had contacted many young women and OnlyFans people, in addition to this one young woman that he allegedly had an affair with. So I just wanted to get OnlyFans out there into people's vocabulary, because I don't think a lot of people are aware of that.
Yeah. When did this guy have time to coach football, Mike, is my question.
Oh, it's shocking. They said, and again, it was put out on Fox, that he texted the woman, the alleged woman victim, during halftime of the big game with Ohio State. You know, that's the big rivalry.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was definitely an addiction there, definitely.
Wow. Thanks, Mike. And disturbing. 142 WILK 570-883-0098 if you'd like to join us. A little bit of Christmas after this commercial break. Commercial break. That's all I have to say. So stay tuned. I miss her terribly. Amy Winehouse, believe it or not. What a voice. Everybody knew it, by the way. All the old school singers like Tony Bennett, he knew it. Producers like Mark Ronson, who's a modern guy, he knew it. We all knew it. It's just a shame that she had so many issues that just were not solvable. 147 WILK. Friday afternoon, 570-883-0098. A little bit of snow in the forecast for the weekend. Probably Saturday afternoon, not your best time to go out. Maybe later on today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe Sunday. You have other times, but boy, oh boy. Things are moving along. Absolutely. As we get closer Christmas, we get closer to closing out the year here. Another year of, I would say, great newsworthy events, some certainly potential for achievements that are going to change our world. As I said yesterday, I was happy to be here for the dawn of the information superhighway. Happy to be here for that. And wondering about AI, and certainly looking at it with some trepidation for sure. I don't know if it's going to prove itself. There are certainly people who have invested a lot of time, talent, and treasure to make it so. But you know, is it going to be all that's cracked up to be? And if it is all it's cracked up to be, then what happens to us? I was reading the potential for a great economic windfall. And hopefully that's just not for two people. Hopefully that is something that will help more than two people or four people or whatever, because we do see oftentimes that these scientific advancements do benefit a small amount of people. And that's not right, is it? I didn't think so either. 570-883-0098. We talked about the Dow, and we'll talk about it in about a minute. Yesterday, it set a closing record. It set an intraday record today, but that looks like it might be wiped out. It's going the wrong way for sure. And we talked about the Michigan football coach too, who I would say is going to make bail and be out of jail, but still facing some troubling times ahead. On Friday, you could talk about whatever you like. If you have an event coming up this weekend that you want people to know about, we give you the floor to do so. If there's something happening in northeastern Pennsylvania that you want to talk about, that's great. If you have a grievance, do air it here at 570-883-0098, because that's what talk radio is all about. We just never know what's going to happen next. Oh, except for now, because here comes your bloom on WILK. Going back to 1965 in the Charlie Brown Christmas special, which noted its birthday this week. I said it before, I would say it again in a heartbeat. I don't know how they managed to create that timeless piece for all of us. The things that they said in that show, the use of humor, of course, the inclusion of one of the most famous dogs of all. How did they know? How did they know that people and dogs would be so wrapped up in each other still to this day? And Vince Guaraldi, a jazz musician, how did they know? They could have put any kind of music into the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Somehow Vince Guaraldi made his way into there and has given us a reason to celebrate jazz music to this very day. It's incredible. 60 years later, that this still is a thing that is listened to and celebrated by people, which I think is awesome. I did want to mention this, and I don't mean to be this inquisitive, and maybe it makes more sense to you, and you'll point me in the direction of, yeah, it makes sense to me. They opened a facility in Wilkes-Barre. It's like the border of Hanover and Wilkes-Barre. It's what one of our late radio colleagues used to call Goose Island. And they opened the Volunteers of America of Pennsylvania had a ribbon cutting yesterday at this facility, which is called Brian's Place. And I've watched this over the years. I thought for sure that it was just going to fall into disrepair and never be used again. So to see that it has use is good. It's five units for housing of homeless people. And all of this is good. But for the life of me, okay, this is where it gets a little bit eyebrow raising. Five units. How much did it cost to do this? It's in the story. Five units. And it's the square footage footprint has to be. It's got, I don't know, is it 2,000 square feet? Is it 2,400 square feet altogether? Maybe I should have measured it before I came to work today. It's not that big. It's 5 units. Do you know how much it cost? It's in the story. $3 million. That's 600, the way I see it in my Polish brain, $600,000 a unit. And look, I don't mean to be unhappy that it's open, because I'm not. But my God, like, there was no way to make this something for $3 million. I mean, I'm not a construction expert by any means. And maybe today, if you had to construct, it would probably be a six-unit thing, a six-unit building. Would it really cost $3 million? I mean, when you look at, if you had to build a house for $600,000, I would imagine it would be pretty big. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking, this price tag is crazy. There's a shortage in the story of 6,500 affordable housing units in Luzerne County alone. No, this certainly provides five, which is good, but still daunting in terms of what's needed and necessary. Was it just me? Maybe it's me. And if anybody would like to explain how $3 million is a bargain for five units, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I can't wrap my mind around this, actually. But again, maybe it's none of my business. I did see some public dollars did go into it, though. So is it the people's business? I was astonished. Maybe I'm wrong. Set me straight, Northeastern Pennsylvania. Set me straight. Somebody said, I missed Charlie Brown's Christmas show. I haven't seen it since Apple bought it. So sad. I really miss it. It's not on CBS at all anymore. Did they spirit it away from us? Oh, dear Lord. Hopefully you have it on the VHS or the DVD or something like that. Interesting. All right. We're at the news here at WILK. And you'll hear that with Paul Michaels. And then we'll come back to finish the last hour of the show. I guess we'll talk a little bit about these Epstein revelations from today. Because how do you ignore them? I mean, there's no sacred cows in this crew that they've put the photos out of today. So stay tuned.